Mr. Dubois had analyzed the service oath for us in history and moral philosophy and had made us study it phrase by phrase. But you don't really feel the size of the thing until it comes rolling over you, all in one ungainly piece, as heavy and unstoppable as Juggernaut's carriage. At least it made me realize that I was no longer a civilian, with my shirt tail out and nothing on my mind. I didn't know yet what I was, but I knew what I wasn't. "So help me God." We both ended, and Carl crossed himself, and so did the cute one. After that, there were more signatures and fingerprints, all five of us, and flat color graphs of Carl and me were snapped then and there and embossed into our papers. The fleet sergeant finally looked up. "Why, it's way past the break for lunch. Time for chow, lads." I swallowed hard. Sergeant? "Yeah, speak up." "Could I flash my folks from here, tell them how it came out?"
"We can do better than that."
"Sir?"
"You go on 48 hours leave now."
He grinned coldly.
"Do you know what happens if you don't come back?"
Court-martial?
"Not a thing. Not a blessed thing. Except that your papers get marked term not completed satisfactorily, and you never, never, never get a second chance. This is our cooling-off period, during which we shake out the overgrown babies who didn't really mean it and should never have taken the oath. It saves the government money, and it saves a power of grief for such kids and their parents. The neighbors needn't guess. You don't even have to tell your parents." He shoved his chair away from his desk. "So, I'll see you at noon day after tomorrow. If I see you. Fetch your personal effects."
It was a crummy leave. Father stormed at me, then quit speaking to me. Mother took to her bed. When I finally left, an hour earlier than I had to, nobody saw me off but the morning cook and the houseboys. I stopped in front of the recruiting sergeant's desk, thought about saluting, and decided I didn't know how. He looked up.
"Oh, here are your papers. Take them up to room 201. They'll start you through the mill. Knock and walk in."
2 days later, I knew I was not going to be a pilot. Some of the things the examiners wrote about me were insufficient intuitive grasp of spatial relationships, insufficient mathematical talent, deficient mathematical preparation, reaction time adequate, eyesight good. I'm glad they put in those last two. I was beginning to feel that counting on my fingers was my speed.